This week, our guest on InterVarsity's podcast is Jerry Chapeau of City Lights Ministry in St. Louis. You have been involved in ministry with InterVarsity, I think you said about 25 years, starting out on campus ministry. Tell me about your campus ministry background and how City Lights got started.
I'm somewhat of a non-traditional InterVarsity staff worker. I became a Christian through InterVarsity in my undergraduate years. We then went on to grad school and then entered the teaching profession, volunteered at InterVarsity that I taught for 10 years. I then came to InterVarsity staff finally in my 30s and have been involved primarily at Washington University as a senior staff lead there for 16 years before going full-time with Urban Projects for InterVarsity.
And what was it that led you into Urban Projects?
I think the study of the gospel, it's simply looking and understanding Jesus, and the things that he did were absolutely integral to his purpose and mission. His words interpreted his deeds authenticated his words. And many of our students coming out of traditional church models haven't seen those things head and hands put together as clearly. So we began devising on campus and as well as into the community kinds of strategies to disciple students as we worked with them in our campus groups.
I think you used that phrase in the video that 2100 made also, where we hope to put hearts and hands together. Expand on that a little bit more. What does that mean?
Maybe in the modern era, Christianity is sometimes reduced to a believism, a set of propositions that if we assent to these several principles, we might consider ourselves insiders. And Jesus very rarely used the language of that, although it was essential. It was integral. He called, at least on one occasion, to be born again, for example, but the majority of his teaching and his discipling seems to focus on more on the word of following. It was that very active word, not merely to believe or assent, but his following was not a classroom in the Sanhedrin. It was involved in the marketplaces and the highways and byways. He spends a huge part of his 1,000 days of public ministry on what we now call fishing trips and backpacking. But he's going to villages, he's encountering the ordinary people who are out of the way and often on the very margins of society, and he is bringing God justice and mercy and hope. He's bringing good news to these people in the issues and felt needs of their lives. And those are the things that authenticated the message of feeds hungry people. He talks to them about a food that will last forever as he gives sight to blind people. He talks about the blindness of their hearts that were far more important. So the head and heart were combined in his discipling in ways that maybe are less evident now.
Is 2006 shaping up as a typical summer for City Lights? And if so, what does that mean?
Well, this is an atypical summer. A decision was made relatively recently to take a sabbatical and to retool some things before we actually go into Urbana in the season after. We had 240 people here in the month of March from 28 different colleges and universities across the country. That is about on mark with last year, where another 249 were here. We're expecting 2007 to come back post-Urbana, perhaps 30 or so involved in the summer program, 200-250 involved in spring break. But we've been talking and thinking about a sabbatical, and it seemed to us and our leaders that this would be a good time to take a deep breath and retool for that.
So if City Lights is on sabbatical, what is not going to happen then that would have otherwise happened?
Well, we had a small number of students who were finally committed. We had about 40 who were initially were in the application process, and when the committed had dwindled to less than a dozen, we have placed most of those in other programs. Four or five of these students will, however, still move to St. Louis, will be housed with families, and will serve as volunteers in in the very ministries that they would have otherwise partnered with. They simply will not have the structure of City Lights over them, but they're coming on their own as volunteers. The ministries that we partner with will continue. I mean, these are local agencies that are year-round. So the five specifically that are coming back as volunteers will still take leadership roles, teaching in a day camp for 60 inner-city children. It's a full-day program for 5 weeks, and City Lights has provided all the staff for that over the last 7 years. This year, City Lights volunteers, including some alumni who have relocated to St. Louis, are going to come back and staff the program, in most cases pro bono, because of their own commitment to it. So actually, most of the ministries that we were part of as a City Lights team in the past will not be put on hold.
Okay, so the ministry is still taking place, and what's missing is a community aspect that City Lights provided in terms of being together as a community and some of the teaching that would have been a part of that?
That's exactly right.
And what are you then going to be doing in terms of sabbatical?
Because this decision was only made very recently, we're in the process now of finalizing these plans. There'll be some study, there'll be some extended family time. There's desire to do some peer visits with other urban projects around the country and look at best practices. Redesigning the media that we use to communicate regarding this program. So a number of ancillary tasks, but having finished now 25 years with university, they want us to step back and take retreats of silence.
So you have a chance maybe to catch your breath a little bit with the sabbatical and what's going on, allowing you to look back over your 25 years. Is there a little bit of a burnout associated with this kind of ministry?
I think there's a physical fatigue. When our students are here through the month of March and June and July, we move from our home, live in community with them in an old boarding school that's used to house them. We've essentially been given a building that we've furnished and equipped to hold up to 95 people at a time and create this a close temporary community. So there's four of these moves a year, home and ministry site and back and forth. There's a physical fatigue in all of that. I have three children still living at home with us, so it's moving a family of five and then preparing to embrace and care for the City Lights family of 25 to 30 more. I think that the burnout is physical. I find that this ministry has rejuvenated my spirit in a way that is really surprising. I'm 58 years old. I know very few people who are as excited about getting up for work as I think myself to be at this point in their lives. I see that work transformationally in students. I see the kingdom advancing. I see students choosing directions in ministry and service and sacrifice in ways that astounds me. I've never been involved in something that I see as so effective. And since my desire, I'm a physicist by background. I had a strong mental bent toward inquiry, toward wanting to understand why and how. And that persists. As a Christian, the why and how of discipleship, how do people come to not only assent to believe in Christ, but believe their boats and their nets to follow him, no matter what that might entail, intrigues me. Peter is one of my role models and my heroes. His obstinacy and his issues probably reflect a lot of my own, but his willingness to unreservedly abandon himself for the kingdom inspires me, and I long for him to inspire others. Well, these kinds of hands-on ministries within InterVarsity seem inordinately effective in drawing students into those lifestyles of discipleship, those lifestyles of following. I'm energized by that. As I face the last decade of a career, I want to finish well. I want to make a difference. I'm really too old to be the entertainer or the alternative summer or spring break. If this is not transformational, then I have too little time to give to it. But I found it's just the opposite. And I think we're excited by how we see Jesus at work, not only in their lives, but through their lives.
Yeah, that's a great testimony. This next question I think may be more effective at the end of your summer than now, but I'm going to ask it now anyway. University has a number of other urban projects. How do you feel the City Lights project there in St. Louis is distinctive from others? Do you have any idea?
First of all, the common values, the lead points or values, vision of these urban projects are pretty strongly closely linked together. I think a few unique points might be, for example, all of our summer students spend a week living in the homes and apartments of the very people that we serve amongst. Now, sometimes that means that three or four students live in an apartment with a Congolese refugee family that have been in the States for 2 years, barely speak English, and have six kids in the same apartment. And the students come and sleep there, work there, spend 16 hours a day in and around that home. That's an immersion experience. Some of these students live with the people who were where they were 3 or 5 years ago, who have graduated, relocated to the city, bought, in several cases, burned down or bombed out houses, abandoned structures, helped rehab those with City Lights volunteers over the years, and now are establishing new homes and assuming ministries in these communities. Several of the ministries that we partner with are now headed up by alumni from the program from 5 or 6, 7 years ago. So as the new students come and form those intimate contacts with people a few steps further down the road from themselves, the identification points are huge. That's crucial, I think, as opposed to simply going and maybe volunteering for a well-established organization. Wonderful groups in town like Habitat and Salvation Army, and those absorb many volunteers, but City Lights, for the most part, doesn't send students to those. We're working much more at this grassroots level, in the local community where we have these long-term established relationships, and they're mentored by our own alumni, for example. That's pretty unique, I think. I think a second main emphasis, Gordon, are distinctive. Might be the depth and effort that we go to disciple students in a gospel theology of grace, an understanding of their own need for God and His relentless pursuit of them, His ample provision for all of their needs, even and especially in these extreme circumstances. And those are the things that give them the fuel for the long haul. There's high burnout in many urban ministries when people are working with difficult populations, when they're working with extreme lack of resources. Altruism doesn't take you for the long haul. But when you know that no matter what your own struggle, your own failure, your own frustration is, that God is there to meet you, that your faithfulness is valued far more than your performance in a given situation, I think that you're replenished by grace, replenished by His consistent love. The second thing that I think that theology does is it removes a tendency that we can easily develop to see them and us, those poor people, them who don't have, those of us who do, and sets up a two-part or a tiered system where we come as the givers and the teachers, they're the needy ones and the recipients. The more we see our own need for God and all the broken areas of our own life, the more those lines are erased. It becomes all of us needing the same things from Him. And the message that we have is not that we are experts who have arrived and come to help, but rather God has arrived and we have found ourselves recipients of His grace. We're eager to share with others the very things that we have or we have found. And it seems to erase those lines between and really frees people to serve partnering way rather than in a patronizing way.
Your partnership with New City Fellowship is also a key part of City Lights. Talk about that.
We found these folks a number of years ago as they began to wrestle with a church that would do justice and preach grace. It's a PCA congregation, but a very non-traditional one. Began with black and white co-pastors 13 years ago now. And wanted to be a church that was committed to the demonstration of the gospel, to racial reconciliation, as well as the clear proclamation of the gospel and the grace of Jesus Christ. As that church has grown and as our own city has changed, it has become far more than a place of black and white reconciliation. Now there are nearly 30 nationalities that worship together there, nearly 100 people just from Africa, from a dozen different countries. Most of them came to our city as refugees, and they're integrally woven into the ministries. Several of them now in leadership. New assistant pastor, who's in fact an InterVarsity, an IFES director in Togo, fled that country to gain asylum here when the government put a murder order on his life. A former secretary of education for the nation of Congo is another one of the assistant pastors here. There's leadership from Latin America, from Eastern Europe, from the Far East. It's an amazing United Nations. It's meaning a picture of a future kingdom coming together. And these people eagerly embrace InterVarsity students and long to mentor them. So it seems like a wonderful partnership as we present to them a new model of the kingdom and have people so eager to embrace and mentor them along the way.
You said in the video that you are creating missionaries or training missionaries with your work in City Lights, and the Urbana Convention is coming to St. Louis in December. What impact does Urbana have for you? What is going to be the meaning for City Lights of having this convention in St. Louis?
It's a great question. I wish I knew. I think this is a wonderful generation of young people, of collegians. I think they're increasingly restless for significance. They want to see their lives make a difference. Most people want and desire to be financially secure, but there's something much deeper where they fear that they may have that and nothing else. Yeah. Is that all there is probably a concern I constantly see from students. So I think as InterVarsity draws students experientially into the places and the people that Jesus himself went to, they see an authenticity not only in the gospel and in the church when it's so led, but they see something authentic awaken in their own lives. They were made in God's image. What does God's image look like? Well, God so loved the world that he gave. Being his image is to be a giver, for example. And we have a culture of takers. We have a culture that says it really is about you. You deserve it. And there's something that is not true to self. And students feel that. We can help identify that. And so, of course, you resonate with this. The overwhelming response to Katrina victims, the enormous participation, wanting to be involved in these very broken situations like the tsunamis. Why do people so instinctively feel themselves drawn to that? Well, they're made in the image of God, and that's the kind of God he is. But a lot of times, they don't know how to connect those two. They don't realize where those longings have come from, and they don't have mentors around to help them practice or connect to those very feelings. This is where InterVarsity's experiential discipling will find a very ready audience.
So I guess what you're saying is that you're excited about seeing so many thousands of students on the doorstep of an experience that will be somewhat similar to City Lights.
Yes, and new things are being done now at Urbana. New things are being attempted that we've never been able to do before. So as we've moved from a rural to an urban environment, Rain White and others have helped put in place now an experiential program where students are going to be allowed the opportunity to to move out of the seminar rooms and onto the streets of St. Louis. There'll be brief opportunities, an afternoon long, but for many that'll be a first taste of what they heard up front, watching it lived out, meeting mentors, finding the people who live these values on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's precisely this come and see kind of discipleship that Jesus himself practiced. He invited people into these ministries of doing justice and preaching grace. They followed him around, and in a relatively short time, Jesus had 3 years, we get four with many of our students, in a relatively short time, they were equipped to go in his place and do the same things themselves. That's the sending of missionaries. That's the equipping of disciples who multiply themselves in the very concerns of the kingdom.
Do you know now at this point what's going to happen during that experience during Urbana when they go out in the streets?
We're in the process right now of gathering all the sponsoring agencies. We have identified several of those. We're still a few months out in shaping those experiences, knowing how those 3.5 hours of their afternoon will be best employed. But there's going to be a wide variety. In some cases, they're going to be in a homeless shelter where maybe they'll spend part of their afternoon just cleaning or doing physical tasks, but then part of their time spent with the residents, part of their time spent with the leadership, trying to understand the goals and objectives and outcomes of ministries like that. Some of them will be in more physical and tangible ways, doing construction with Habitat, for example, or working in some of the other building ministries that are a part of Christian community development here. So there'll be a wide variety of experiences that they can choose into, and we're shaping now what those look like. The shortness of time, our location, most of our students won't have their own transportation here. We'll have to rely on public means. All of those things put some severe limitations. I'm grateful that InterVarsity is attempting this. It's not surprising that seminars and conferences simply don't. The logistics of it is pretty daunting. The InterVarsity is to chart some untraveled waters here. And it's going to be exciting to see how this works.
That covers most of the questions that I had. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention that should be mentioned or that people in St. Louis should know about City Lights Ministry?
Well, City Lights is only one part of a wonderful discipleship that InterVarsity offers. I invite your students and anyone else to participate, and through that I think that God will resonate truth in their hearts and build vision for what the next step should be after that. Come and see.